Aren't we too caught up today in the cleanliness and overpackaging of foods? I believe so. Industrialization meant a move towards standardization and mass production of everything. It was progress, and there are obvious health benefits to that. But now the level of hygiene and processing might have gone too far. It leads to thinking that only packaged food is good food and the rest is dirty. Also, economically speaking, industrialization often means things are not the best quality. They have added flavor, preservatives, and other things to cut costs. And the health and nutritional benefits are lost. I think most people in industrialized countries have more than enough food available, but they are still deprived of essential nutrients. This is because most of these foods are highly processed and pasteurized that destroy many subtle but vital nutrients like vitamins and enzymes. We are living organisms, and it's better to be with and be surrounded by living organisms. Living in the world means eating and accepting inside the outside world, not only through our conscious actions and intellect, but also through our unconscious metabolism. We shape, create, and interact with the world we live in. Plants shape the composition of the atmosphere and influence the weather by photosynthesis. Worms, small insects, bacteria, and fungi create fertile soil out of the plant litter by devouring it. We can experience, connect, and make sense of the world in very fundamental and intimate ways by breathing and eating. Although it is wise to limit exposure to dangerous things, I believe that fear, repression, and rejection is a sign of a troubled relationship. But perhaps more than ever, people are afraid of microorganisms, which COVID has only amplified. I believe that many health issues are food-related. Food not only provides the building blocks for our bodies and bodily functions, but also defines the microbial community that lives with us. It defines them by providing them with or depriving them of certain nutrients, and also by defining their habitat. So, in many ways, when eating, you could ask yourself, is this good for me? And is it good for all of the life on and inside me? It was this that brought me, in the end, to fermentation. It's tasty, it's healthy, and also it's intuitive. Actually, it's similar to farming, because you work with life and make it sprout. On top, like a farmer, you have the ability to see the whole unfolding of your food, from beginning to end, not just what you see as a packaged product on the supermarket shelf. Also, there's the possibility to steer this development and decide when it's time to harvest. Another good thing about fermentation is that you can do it at home, and you don't need a plot of land. You can do it in the comfort of your apartment and have this rather intimate and enlightening connection with your food. Observe how the activity of your ferment and its flavor, texture, and color evolve. Notice these subtle changes and educate your senses to really perceive things and to emancipate yourself. You do not have to like a product just because it is packed and safe and from a large brand, nor do you have to like your own produce. Maybe your own ferment is still edible but has over-fermented and is declining in taste. Learn to notice these things and what you put in your mouth and ingest. I believe if we have a better relationship with the food we're eating, we're having a healthier connection to the world too.